USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another example of soft-on-crime DAs not protecting their citizenry. A combined $250,000 reward is now being offered to help the LAPD track down the person responsible for stabbing UCLA graduate student Brianna Kupfer in a random act of violence. The suspect, 31-year-old Sean Lavelle Smith, is a career criminal with a rap sheet on both coasts of the United States. LAPD Lieutenant John Radke.
The Los Angeles community needs to come together and come together for the right reason. Of course, it's not just the money, but we need to hold this person accountable for what they did.
Ms. Kupfer was working at a furniture store in Los Angeles, California, when she was struck down. President Biden will hold a presser in the East Room at 4 p.m. Eastern today. It should be noted President Biden continues to deny the media a list of attendees at Biden's Delaware home. Since the president has spent one quarter of his presidency there, the media must assume presidential business is being conducted in Delaware. USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As the supply chain crisis sees no relief in sight, cargo ships once again are stacking up in Southern California ports. Now the trucking industry gets a rude awakening for those going across the United States-Canadian border.
Truckers carrying products across the U.S.-Canada border now have to show proof of a COVID-19 vaccine. Under new Canadian regulations, U.S. truckers who are not vaccinated will be turned away. Canadian drivers returning north who can't show vaccine proof will have to quarantine. Canada implementing the new rules on the weekend, resulting in almost an instant reduction in available trucks. That means prices are up almost 25% on produce and other commodities, according to industry reps. As shipping companies adjust to the new rules, many worry about having to pay more to attract drivers who are vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The World Economic Forum, the Davos Agenda, is going on now in Geneva, Switzerland. The forum is hosting global leaders on the imperatives of the year ahead. Executive Chairman Klaus Schwab ignores the Uyghur suppression by the Chinese regime and refers to China as inclusive.
It is my distinct honor and great privilege to introduce His Excellency Xi Jinping, President of the People's Republic of China, to open the Davos Agenda Week. China has made significant economic and social achievements under your leadership. You have achieved a historic goal to become a moderately prosperous society in all respects. I believe this is the best time for leaders to come together and work jointly for the world to become more inclusive, more sustainable, and more prosperous.
Chinese President Xi Jinping via a translator.
Major economies should see the world as one community. Think in a more systematic way. Increase policy transparency and information sharing.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The amount of disinformation that is accompanying what should be a problem where everyone pulls together against a common enemy, which is the virus. We have disinformation that is entirely destructive.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.